They want me to move over to the PSA office, and I've got a desk and everything ready to move, but I guess I don't want to move. I guess I'll have to, because I've got so much cooking in that other office of mine. But I'm waiting to see how things shape up. Then I'll take myself over there and sit around, I guess. I'm going to have I'm building a new building, just kind of a Quonset hut, a little bigger, a little different shape. It's called a Blesko hut or something like that. And I'm going to have my personnel office in there. I think everything's going to be fine once I get her straightened up and squared away. I hope so, anyway. I sure do enjoy the weather down here. It seems like this little place is cool when the rest of the country's hot. I come in on airplane and just ride into town here, get cooled off. It's a little less traffic. And I kind of enjoy this. Ben Trey, I think you will too when you get here. I've got my one room here big enough. I'll have to get a bed to put in it. And something that we can sleep on. We can't sleep on my bunker. It's too narrow. And if one of us falls off, it's about 4 feet high. You fall on the cement tiling and you break your neck or both arms. So, I'm going to move a bed in here when we get organized, and we'll have a place to sleep. I don't know how we're going to manage eating and so forth, but I guess we will. I went up and got me a bowl of mee tonight. That's noodles. I don't know what the. I guess I'm getting used to all of it. I just eat it all. And the people stand around watching me and rubbing my arms and talking to me. You will never believe what you see here. The little kids just gather around. Talk, and the mothers come and show their kids. Everybody's got kids. Boy, I never saw such a country for kids. I'll never have to worry about them here. They got plenty to eat, I guess. Wish there wasn't any trouble going on. But there wasn't any trouble going on, I'd be sitting back there in Boulder, ossificating, and here I'm doing something. Now I've got to really get the hustle on. I think what I'll do is I might put in the goal down to Canto and work. I don't like Canto as a place to live, but a fella told me the other day the best thing in this racket is to be a GSO type. And you get in GSO and you can move around the country, travel around different places. They need lots of them. But I work better at personnel, I don't know. Well, here's what I think. If I got in that, I'd be able to continue to work. But I was talking to these guys who've been around here for a few years. They say I can transfer all my credits, time, over to the civil service, to the USAID, the Foreign Service, and I can retire when the time comes, and I can be a lot better off. But I guess I can't do much by just taking a regular appointment like I got now and retiring on it. I can only make a few dollars, $50 a month. Where if I got a 4 rating and I retired at 30, might make a little more money, 700 or so. And that's a lot of difference. That's a big difference. Vast difference. So I think I might do that. I just might consider doing that when I get 3 years in anyway. They say you ought to do it quickly because it costs money not to do it. I might have to put money into the thing, say $50,000, to get back some money. Maybe that money, I don't know how much. Boy, I'm sure a deadhead tonight. I don't know what's gone wrong with me, but it seems as though I haven't got any life, so I'm going to try and put some life in this last bit here and tell you how much I love you and how much I miss you all the time. And this might not have been the best tape in country, but it's filled with love and it's got as much love in it as any I've sent. I just want to tell you that I really miss you, honey, and I want you to be with me, and I want to be with you, and we'll be there in 1-2 days, so don't forget I love you, and goodbye for now, and take care of yourself, and stand by to come over here and meet old Carly on about the 20th or the 22nd. I think that's the date. I don't know why I picked it, except that's the date I want it to be. So we'll see you then, honey, and take care of yourself. And remember how much I love you and how much I care for you at all times. Okay? You're going to remember that? All right. There goes the 10 o'clock whistle. It's just time for the...